أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها ذلكم خير لكم لعلكم تذكرون. In the beginning of Surah An-Nur, we said that the main theme of the surah is the preservation of modesty, the preservation of morality. And the theme of the surah is eradication of immorality and ways that we should adopt in order to preserve our chastity and the chastity of our mothers, our sisters, our daughters. That is the main theme. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started off this chapter by warning us against the punishment that is awarded to those who are careless when it comes to their morality, when it comes to their chastity, when it comes to evil crimes such as zina and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke of the wickedness of laying false allegations and making false assumptions about people with regards to their chastity and their morality, and how we should not speak of the sins and the immoral acts of others, because through speaking about it, it becomes a means of promoting it, and people then become desensitized towards the crime. In these ayat that follow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us other ways and other measures that we should adopt for the sake of preserving modesty and chastity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us the ethics of visiting. And the whole objective of this ayat is to preserve the women folk and to ensure that they are safeguarded from the gazes of strange men. So when you come to a home and when you come to visit, then we should guard our gazes. Because very often we go into a home where there are women folk and where there are ladies who are not our mahram. They are not haram for us. Then it is of utmost importance that we should enter those homes with a great deal of dignity and modesty and ensure that our gazes do not fall on such women. Because that is also a means of preserving our chastity and a means of promoting good morals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوْ هُوَ بْرَوْتْ إِمَانِ لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ. Do not enter houses other than your own houses. حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا, until you have sought permission. Number one, you do not enter the house of another person. It may be a house of a relative of yours. It may be the house of your brother. It may be the house of your grandparents. It may be the house of your aunt or your uncle or your cousin. Whoever's house it may be, Allah says, if it is not your own house, don't dare enter that house until you have not sought permission. You must seek permission. Hatta tastanisu, unless you seek permission. In fact, when we go into our own homes as well, and there are women folk in the home, even though they are our mahram, Rasulullah ﷺ has taught us to seek permission. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told one sahabi, while discussing the ethics of visiting and seeking permission and not sneaking up on people, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was discussing this with the sahaba, and a man said, Ya Rasulullah, what if it is my mother? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, even if it is your mother, don't ever enter upon her or go into her room or enter the home in which she lives unless you seek permission from her. He said that, Ya Rasulullah of Allah, she lives with me. She's living in my home. It's not like I'm going to visit her in her home. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, seek permission even if it is your own home. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm always at her service, meaning I need to be always with her, coming in and out of her room. I'm serving her. Rasulullah said, then too, every time you enter into her home, seek permission. Rasulullah ﷺ has taught us, even when we enter upon our wives, you are out of the home, and the wife does not know you are at home, or you return back, then make it known, make some sound, or make salam, make it known that you have entered the home. We don't ever sneak up on people, even if they are our own spouses. Rasulullah ﷺ has taught us not to do so. So Allah teaches us the ethics of visiting. And generally women, when they are in the confines of their home, so they are naturally more relaxed when it comes to the parda, when it comes to donning hijab, when it comes to their dressing, because they are within their own home, so they tend to be more more relaxed and more easy when it comes to the clothes that they are wearing. So that is why you should be even more careful when you enter in home and there are women folk over there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not enter until you do not seek permission. وَتُسَلِّمُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. So the first thing you do is you seek permission. When permission is granted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not enter unless you make salam. But salam to who? To the inhabitants of that home. So you enter with salam. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That's the first thing you do. In fact, when you come into your own home, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, enter with the name of Allah, say Bismillah, and say As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beautiful dua when you enter our home. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayran fiha. That's one dua. Bismillah. Bismillah, when we leave in the home, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So we're entering the home with the name of Allah, and we are leaving the home with the name of Allah. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayran mawlaj wa khayran makhraj. Make this dua when you enter the home. Oh Allah, I ask you a good entry, and oh Allah, I ask you a good exit. And every time I enter, let it be a good entrance into my home. When I leave, let me leave with a pleasant exit, and a pleasant coming out from my home. So these are very, very important du'as. And the first thing we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتُسَلِّمُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. When you come to a home, greet and make salam to the people. ذَٰلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Allah says, this is better for you, that you come into a home in this way, seeking permission, only coming in when permission is granted. When permission is granted, you make salam and come into the home. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, perhaps you will heed this advice. Perhaps you will practice upon this advice. Perhaps you will learn this advice and practically implement it. فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا. If you do not find anyone therein, you come to the home and you do not find anyone there, no one is there, you don't know, it seems as if nobody is in the home, فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا. Do not dare enter it. Don't ever enter into the home. Perhaps the occupants of the home do not want you to know that they are at home. So you think, or they create the impression that they are not at home, because they don't want you to come. Perhaps they are busy with whatever it is, and they do not wish to entertain guests or visitors at this point in the next time. Then do not force your way into the home. Do not enter the home until permission is granted to you. Until and unless permission is granted to you. Again, irrespective of whose home it may be. If it's not your home, you do not enter it if you do not find anyone there. وَإِنْ قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا. And if you ask permission, but it is said to you, ارْجِعُوا, go away, meaning permission is not granted to you. إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا. If it is said to you that go back, or go away, or not now, or come back later, whatever words may be used, فَارْجِعُوا, then politely leave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, leave the place. There's no need to become upset, there's no need to become annoyed, there's no need to question why your entry has been refused or permission has been refused. فَرْجِعُوا. Respect the wishes of the occupants of the home and leave the home. هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. Allah says this is purer for you. Purer for you, it is a means of you preserving your chastity. It is a means of you preserving your purity. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of all that you do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.